the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, indeed. Country folks can survive. And the news here on Sunday, May 10th, 2020, is that country boys and country folks and country girls are surviving a whole lot better than the puke media is misinforming everybody. And so we'll be talking about that today here in the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso. I'm up here in disease-free, coronavirus-free North Dakota. And I'll elaborate on that slight exaggeration in just a moment. Here on the May 10th, we'll be live for 2 hours. And we'll be talking about the great good news coming out of William Barr, who has just blown the lid off of the left-wing coup d'etat against patriots, including Donald Trump, that they've been staging for 4 years now. 4 years of this coup d'etat, which is an act of treason. And the president has said it. I'll try to find the clip and put it up for you. But the president, very clearly sitting there in the White House, said this is the worst crime ever in American history. It is treason. And here's the new twist to it. We've been saying it here all along, but now it's confirmed. The fish was rotting from the head. Barack Obama. Yes, the rotten head of the coup d'etat. And Barack Hussein Obama is guilty of treason against the United States of America. Sally Yates, Eric Holder, the entire Barack Hussein Obama administration was part of the coup d'etat against Donald Trump, the coup d'etat against patriots in America. This is the greatest act of treason in American history. Nothing else. Let's put it. What was that treason for which the Rosenbergs were executed for spying on American nuclear secrets? Try to remember their names, their first names. But their crime of treason, for which they were duly convicted, was nothing. Compared to the act of treason of the Obama administration, including Obama. The greatest act of treason in American history. No other act of anybody at any time, going back to the founding of our country, even comes close to this act of treason. So that William Barr, and we all will owe him forever a thanks, an infinite thanks, for ripping the cover off of this concealed treason. So that's pretty damn good news for 1 week. And then the other story we'll cover is the lockdown. And there has been good news in the area of the lockdown. What we'll be talking about is the unnecessary lockdown. Not with a view towards impugning Donald Trump in the matter of an unnecessary lockdown. I think it's unrealistic on my part to think that Donald Trump ever could have gone against the tide of every, well, you know, when I say to myself, is it every world leader? Japan didn't lock down. Taiwan didn't lock down. I don't think it was every world leader who went along with the lockdown. But all the European, quote-unquote, leaders, except those in Sweden went along with the lockdown. So could Donald Trump have, could he have swum against that tide? Maybe unrealistic for me to think that he could have. Anyway, it's high time now that we get the damn economy running and realize we got, we'll go back to the opening theme of this show on this subject. I don't know that any show got this better than this one. And you folks out there in the audience, we got, it's a three-word summary to the lockdown from start to finish. We got hosed. Not funny, of course. I don't know why I'm laughing. We got hosed. And when I say not worth, it's not something to laugh about. This may be the greatest tragedy. I don't want to blow this up more than it should be, but it's possible that this lockdown might be, well, it's one of the worst events in the history of Western civilization. It may involve, well, we'll see. We'll have to see how it turns out. This is very much a up for grabs. What's going to come of this? There are some possible things that could work out well. There's some things that could send us straight to hell. Anyway, we'll take a look at that today, too. And your calls are invited at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. One article I want to look at. I've been featuring these as I've noticed them coming into my hopper here. Oh, back in April 22nd, there was an article by Dr. Scott Atlas, and I forget his professional opinion, but he's one of the top doctors in the country and supremely qualified to comment on epidemiology. I think he might be an epidemiologist. But his title was, "The Data is In. Stop the Panic. End the Total Isolation." So that was back on April 22nd, which is like, 100 years ago? but there's a headline today that I'll be sharing with you where somebody is getting it. And that article, let me find it here. It's, how could I lose it? Here it is. It's an interview with Senator, it's actually a teleconference conducted by Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Republican. And here's the title here. Senator Pat Toomey calls for reopening America faster. The quote, danger, unquote, of coronavirus to most Americans is overstated. So Pat Toomey gets it. And here's, I'll just give you the lead here. But let me make sure I've taken care of our housekeeping. May 10th, we've got the date, and show's live. You can call in. I gave you the number, and I think we're all set to roar here. Yes, we are. Senator Pat Toomey, Republican of Pennsylvania, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview on Friday that American political leaders are, quote, overstating the danger, unquote, of coronavirus to most Americans, while, quote, underestimating, unquote, the economic, and then he used the word himself, carnage that lockdowns nationwide are causing. And, I'm thinking about this myself. I'm 70. I'll be 72 in a couple of weeks. So I have a little bit of, the kind of income that old people have in America, Social Security. And so I have some income. But what about, don't worry, not much. But I'm thinking to myself, what about those people? And many of you listening to my voice must be in these shoes. What about the people that have lost their jobs, are not retired, and aren't getting any income? Nothing. Zero. I mean, what the hell? I mean, and we did this to ourselves? And we did this to scores of millions of Americans, people who 2 months ago were clocking in their 40-hour weeks on their decent jobs, some of them even very good jobs. They were forging ahead with their lives. And then, wham, bam, job over, income gone, but the rent's still there, the mortgage is still there, car payments are still there, insurance, bills, gas, water, credit cards, that's all still there. So I think the word carnage is appropriate. And we did this to ourselves. The coronavirus did not cost anybody their job. Now, let me give you an example. I'm just trying to paint a picture here of how insane the shutdown is. I lived out, I forget what year it was. There was a thing called the Northridge earthquake in California. And I remember at the time I lived in an apartment on the third floor, in a beach apartment in Santa Monica. And what I was awakened by the earthquake shaking me around. I couldn't even stand up, you know, in the middle of my living room. And looking out my windows in my balcony, I watched the entire front facade of a, I have to remember now, about a 7 or 8 story apartment building directly across the street from me. And that was the, I'm trying to remember the name of that apartment building. It was a former hotel, famous. It's been made famous in movies. It's been used as a movie set. Anyway, I watched the entire front facade of that building fall off the building. So that I was then looking into the apartments of half-naked people who are like me getting out of bed in terror in the middle of an earthquake with everything shaking, every single dish coming out of your cupboards, every single glass and dish flying on the floor and breaking, every single lamp falling over, every single chandelier swinging wildly to and fro, pictures flying off the wall, walls the plaster in your walls cracking from edge to edge, from corner to corner. You watch cracks just go right across your walls. Now, that's, folks, that's an emergency. That's a frightening situation. And this happened to a whole large area of California. Tens of millions of people experienced what I'm just describing back at the Northridge earthquake, if anybody can remember what year that was. Wasn't that long ago. Okay, now what's the point of this? Well, we didn't shut down anything. There was no lockdown in LA or Santa Monica or Southern California during the Northridge earthquake. People didn't stop going to work. But that was in fact a catastrophe. I forget how many people were killed. It was quite a few people were killed. Crushed. But we just kept going. I'm just using this as one example because it's personal. I can relate to it. Now, I'm going to compare and contrast the coronavirus. I know a lot of people. I don't know a single person who's gotten sick with the coronavirus or as a consequence of or related to the coronavirus. I don't know a single person who's even gotten sick. So what's wrong with this picture? We didn't shut down or lock down or anything. I'm standing there in my underwear watching the entire front. Folks, this is a brick building across the street from me. I'm watching the entire front facade, every single brick come off of that building in a huge heap down in the street. And I'm looking into the bedrooms of, you know, 20 different apartments. That didn't shut things down. And all over, people got pancaked, freeways collapsed, bridges dropped on top of cars, entire buildings collapsed. And we actually just took that in stride. The building I was living in had cracks everywhere. The walls were cracked. We just patched them up. I was in construction at the time. I helped patch that building up. Many, many walls I patched and other things. I anchored some houses that had been shaken off of their foundations. We just kept going. But now here we have the coronavirus. What? What national catastrophe? What tragedy? What death toll? I don't even know anybody who's sick. And all you can read in your newspaper is, and I read the liberal puke crap newspapers we have up here, and they have some headline, you know, coronavirus rages in Minnesota. Coronavirus on the rampage in North Dakota. It's all bull. It all harks back to George Orwell's 1984. And if you will recall in that novel, which I need to reread, it's been too many years, so I'm relying too much on my memory, written by, I think, my sixth cousin, George Orwell. And he makes the point in there, among the many incredibly good prophetic points he makes, is that the people of the world, the people of Britain, in this case, Landing Strip 1, were kept under control by fear. And one of the methods that the fear was propagated was with their television screen on their wall. In every room, you had a television screen, which kind of is the way it is now here for us, isn't it? You had a telescreen, and on it was broadcast a fake war. The war wasn't even happening. But the citizens were terrified that they were at perpetual war, and scenes of the war, battle casualties, tolls, screams, suffering were brought to them over the screen. And then they had their, was it 5 minutes or 2 minutes of hate? Help me out, anybody who's read 1984 more recently than I have. And every day they were to scream at their telescreen and scream at the enemy and to be terrified with complete bullshit information, a complete lie, which is what we had. Now, I'm going to give you a parallel pair of lies here. The Obama administration, we know that Barack Hussein Obama is a stinking rat, a stinking traitor, a stinking, putrid liar, a moral reprobate, as is every single person in his cabinet, and Joe Biden. These are pukes. These are traitors to America. They lied to us knowingly, maliciously, nonstop, as does our so-called media. Nonstop lying. And even Fox contains it. I had to endure watching this puke, Chris Wallace, today on Fox Sunday. Just lying, lying, lying with his smirk, this stupid smirk on his face. And I'm with President Trump, who says this wannabe Chris Wallace, this wannabe Mike Wallace's son, Chris Wallace, and this guy Howard Kurtz, more of these lying pukes on Fox. And there are only a few heroes. The president, in that amazing interview he gave, it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before, I think. He gave it on Fox and Friends on Friday morning, I think. And he mentioned one of the few heroes, Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity, who said, who should get a Pulitzer Prize. There's just this handful of people who are like Winston Smith in the novel, 1984. But let us hope they don't end up like Winston Smith, because Winston Smith, after he realizes that he's being lied to, and he makes an effort to try to connect with others, to find out, is there anybody else who knows this? Is there anybody else who realizes we're all being lied to all the time? I'll come back to Winston Smith right after this. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald Big John Trump, John. That is. I always love sticking that in there. Hey, we're back, folks. Now, I'm going to play 2 minutes and 10 seconds of Donald Trump for you that I just found. And it says it all. It tells you this is the president only. This was put up on May 7th. Today's the 10th. So this is fresh video from the White House. And he is the... Listen to these 2 minutes and 10 seconds carefully. I might play it twice. It's that good. And it's so much more concise and important than anything, of course, anything I could say, trying to describe what this incredible man knows and says and does. Listen to this. Just listen to every word. This is within the last 72 hours.
It was going to happen just by watching and seeing like everybody else does. He was an innocent man. He is a...
He's talking about Michael Flynn.
Great gentleman. He was targeted by the Obama administration. And he was targeted in order to try and take down a president. And what they've done is a disgrace. And I hope a big price is going to be paid.
First idea. A disgrace, big price. he just listen to all the big ideas in this very short segment.
A big price should be paid. There's never been anything like this in the history of our country.
Never anything. Never. This is like the virus lockdown. Same sort of thing. Perpetrated by our enemies. Never anything like this.
What they did, what the Obama administration did, is unprecedented. It's never happened. Never happened. A thing like this has never happened before in the history of our country. And I hope a lot of people are going to pay a big price, because they're dishonest, crooked people. They're scum. And I say it a lot.
Beautiful. I mean, you know, I use strong language on this show. They're scum. I like the president's language. Scum, I think, is, I call them pukes. Scum. Scum. His choice is maybe better than mine. Scum.
They're scum. They're human scum. This should never have happened in this country. A duly elected president. And they went after him by going after fine people. And those fine people said, no, I'm not going to lie. I can't lie. He's not the only one. There are many of them. And they all said, I can't lie. They could have said something like, oh, make up a lie. Trump loves somebody or something or some country. And they said, oh, you wouldn't have any problem. That's what they were trying to do. And it's a disgrace. The Obama administration, Justice Department, was a disgrace.
Isn't that beautiful? Let it sink in. It's hard to believe you're hearing something like that. That is so beautiful to hear your president say those words. And I'm hoping that President Trump is starting a trend and there'll be others like him. But more likely, there won't. More likely, this is a peak experience for all of us in our lives. And when this man is gone, we may never hear such a thing again from where he is seated right here in the White House.
And they got caught. They got caught. Very dishonest people. But much more than dissent, it's treason. It's treason. So I'm very happy for General Flynn.
Okay, that we got to pause right there. He says it twice. It's treason. But much more, it's treason. And then he says it again. It's treason. He's not using the word, you know, loosely or figuratively. He is saying Barack Hussein Obama committed treason. The Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, committed treason. And all the rest of them.
He was a great warrior, and he still is a great warrior. Now, in my book, he's an even greater warrior. What happened to him should never happen again. And what happened to this presidency, to go through all of that and still do more than any president has ever done in the first 3 years, is pretty amazing when you think of it, with what we've done with regulations and tax cuts. And
now that's breathtaking. When I say, you know, will we ever see anything like this? You know, you want to savor it. If you think of like some high moment of your life, something that you got to relish it. You got to take it all in. Don't forget a second of it. Burn it into your memory. Because Trump achieving all the things he's achieved in the face of this all-out onslaught of treason, treasonous, everybody in the Obama administration, it's not like some bad apple. It's every damn demon rat. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't
we're
got
back,
much
folks.
To lose, but got a lot to gain.
And I'll try to remember. You know, during these breaks, I do so much, I forget where we were at the beginning of the break. I've got a treat for you here in a second. When I talk about the idea, I want to play you a song that epitomizes what I'm talking about. You know, there are these rare things, the rarest things, the best things in your life. And later on, you realize, why didn't I pay attention? And the most common one that, you know, all of you out there, you know, most commonly will have experienced is you didn't spend enough time with your children. And those wonderful, wonderful years when they were little. And so many people are so busy and they miss that and you never get it back. And you know, you spent your time, you're all worried about something or else other than just who cares? And you miss those magical moments with your little girl or your little boy. And now that, of course, that's the most, you know, poignant experience of that. But I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is, there's a similarity. You know, you don't get another chance at children, and you don't get another chance at, we may not get another chance at Donald Trump. And he's an old guy. He's not a little child. But wow, this is a very special experience to hear a man say, you just heard him say, this is treason. And these people are scum. And you just need to let that sink in and realize I was there. I knew when I had a chance to take my kids, to kind of bring both subjects together, when I had a chance to take my little kids to actually see and be only a few, just 150 feet away from Donald Trump, I knew I had to do it. I knew it was important to do it. And I did. So here's the, I'll come back to this. I'm going to finish the Donald Trump segment here. That's 2 minutes that I want you to just let it sink into you, just as you would like if you, the first time your little kid, did something really amazing in front of you, just, something with the alphabet or telling stories or remembering things, just those amazing things that little children do. Like my little 8-year-old, he had discovered a new word, and the word he had just discovered was the word durable. And that's impressive, you know, but it was so wonderful. He just read it somewhere. He's discovered it, and he pronounced it. He told me he was going to tell me about a new word called durability. Oh, durability. He added that I. And how he achieved that, I don't know. But it's just this precious moment. You could just miss it. You don't want to miss it. So here's the song that reflects that. And I didn't know about this. This guy, Harry Chapin, this songwriter, I didn't know. His Chapin ancestor is a Pilgrim patriot in Massachusetts in 1635. And I'm related to him. I didn't realize that. I know that because I'm reading his bio here. He's related to Grover Cleveland and President Howard Taft, and so he's related to them, and I'm related to them. So that means I'm related to Harry Chapin, and I'll research that after today's show, and I'll find out what kind of a cousin Harry Chapin is to me. I don't know if he's still alive, but listen to his song. It tells the story. I'm going to break in at the end of the song here, which is, well, let me start at the beginning. You remember the beginning. All of you know this song. This is the truth.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy to the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, I'm not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And then he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy.
Isn't that the truth, folks? And you know how the song continues. And, oh, boy. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is akin to this. And we've got, you know, I'll tell you what. How short will our experience of Donald Trump be? He might be out on November 3rd. It's possible. The American people are dumb enough. The American left-wing communist media is powerful enough. There are enough demon rats crawling around in this country, cheating, faking elections, lying, stealing, that they could steal the election. Donald Trump might be done on November 3rd, as president anyway. And just think, you know, so we have 170 some days for sure of his presidency left. And you know, this song, the Cats in the Cradle song of Harry Chapin, he's talking about opportunities lost, the regret of what you didn't do. And I'll tell you an experience of that that Donald Trump is having. He's expressed it. He's talked about it numerous times. Just in that interview on Friday with Fox and Friends, he said he talked about what could have been accomplished with Russia over the last 3.5 years were it not for the bastards of the left, who pretty much they destroyed that opportunity. Had the bastards of the left not wrecked the chance for peace and amity and friendship between America and the people of America and the Russian people, the two largest European peoples in the world, we would have had, remember I used to speculate about this on this show. I used to talk about that we'd get the Love Boat coming out of New York Harbor and sailing all the way over to St. Petersburg, and hope thousands of Americans could debark there in St. Petersburg, and then thousands of Russians could get on the Love Boat and come back to New York City and, you know, everywhere else in America. And this bond between our two great peoples that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin would have, the two men would have formed an incredible trade agreement. An incredible cooperation between the two countries. And folks, look how important this becomes now. Because who is our lethal enemy now? Communist Red China. And what of the, I'll just use the term over again, the bastards of the left have actually pushed us away from Russia, our natural ally. Because they're a European people, just like us. Same values, same traditions, same everything. They've pushed the Russians away from us and toward the Red Chinese. Now imagine how important this is going to be in the future. China, a nation of 1.4 billion, controlled by crazed, lunatic, fanatic aliens, who will have thousands of nuclear missiles, will have thousands, yes, thousands of satellites right over your head. They're over your head right now. Red Chinese satellites. That's right. Look up. They're up there. And they'll have thousands of them. And many of them will be military satellites. There's nothing in China, actually, that's not weaponized. Everything there. It's a military state. It's a totalitarian war state, and they intend to bury you. And we're going to need Russia. We need them now. But I'll tell you, if it comes to a confrontation, well, not if, as the confrontation, we're already there, as the confrontation worsens, we're going to damn well wish we had Russia on our team. Because there are three great nuclear powers who have thousands of missiles, submarines, bombers, rockets with nuclear missiles on them. Russia, America, and China, Red China. We can't afford this. So the bastards of the left have deprived us of our natural enemy. And Donald Trump knows this. This is time lost. This is opportunity lost. If this is the only four-year administration that Donald Trump will have, that whole opportunity will have been lost entirely, completely. And in that interview, Donald Trump, this incredibly wise, incredibly smart man, he just drops these pearls of wisdom in there that you can miss so easily. And it's not covered, so you're going to miss it. You got to listen. You got to go find what he says and listen to it. Because YouTube is erasing it, deleting it, making it go away. The bastards of the left are memory holing all of everything about Trump. They're sending it down the memory hole. But the president in that interview, he said, what could have been accomplished with Russia that wasn't because of this Russia hoax? The Michael Flynn news, what the president's talking about. We'll go back to the president in a moment. But he's talking about this opportunity. Completely lost. Let's go back to the president. Let me find it. Give me just a second. He's here somewhere. Where are you, Mr. President? Don't worry, I've got it. Here it is. Let's go right back to where we were.
Second Amendment and all of the things we've done. It's never happened. And until 2 months ago, we had the greatest economy in history. Unfortunately, we had it, like you did in Texas, we had to close it down.
Oops, just a second. It's an ad. It's a good ad, actually. It's an ad for the Epic Times, to which I subscribe. Get a plug-in for the Epic Times. Now back to the president. Let's see what happened here. What happened? Let me go back. Let me go back. How did we lose that? All right, now I'm going to go back here to this interview with Trump. I just have to get through the ads. I have to wade through YouTube here. And YouTube, of course, is a treasonous organization. Let me get it started up again, get back to where we were. But this is going to happen as the social media, all controlled by the left, they are going to make it hard for you to find this stuff. So not only is it going to be hard to remember it, you're going to have a hard time finding it.
And it's a disgrace. The Obama administration, Justice Department was a disgrace. And they got caught. Very dishonest people. But much more than dishonest, it's treason. It's treason. So I'm very happy for General Flynn. He was a great warrior, and he still is a great warrior. Now, in my book, he's an even greater warrior. What happened to him should never happen again. And what happened to this presidency, to go through all of that and still do more than any president has ever done in the first 3 years, is pretty amazing when you think of it, with what we've done with regulations and tax cuts and Second Amendment and all of the things we've done. It's never happened. And until 2 months ago, we had the greatest economy in history. Unfortunately, we had to, like you did in Texas, we had to close it down.
Now, what happened here? Just a second. See, YouTube's messing with this video. Let me go back.
I felt it was going to happen just by watching and
let me just see what's going on here.
Please. It's treason. So I'm very happy for General Flynn.
Okay, so that was all that we had. Those 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Now, that full interview, no. That was a meeting with the governor of Texas, Abbott, I think is his name. That's beautiful. And that should be something that every high school, junior studies and listens to, watches as one of the great, great moments of rhetoric and thinking from any American leader, president. But in fact, it's just going to be memory hold. I had to really struggle to find this online. It's got 70,000 views right now. It's on the Fox Business YouTube channel. And the, and I'm still looking for the complete 50-minute Trump interview on Friday with Fox and Friends, where he said some more amazing things. But this is a very deep man. In fact, let's go over. Let me just shift gears here for a moment. Well, first, let me look at my caller board, see who's waiting to get on here. Let's go to a caller right now. Kevin in West Virginia. Are you there, Kevin?
Yes, sir. I am here. I hope you're having a great, wonderful day. I know it's been a while since I've called in and talked, but I've just been sitting back and how do I say this? Just listening to everybody before I put my two in. And
let me ask
you,
Kevin, I can't wait to hear from you, but let me ask you a question to start with. I told the audience here, I don't know of a single person in this so-called national crisis, this so-called national emergency that so-called required a lockdown. I have not seen, met, or heard of a single sick person anywhere of my own acquaintance.
Neither have I. I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people.
So now listen to that, folks. There you go. That's Kevin. Kevin in West Virginia. Don't go anywhere, Kevin. There's two of us. Where's the emergency, folks? We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say.
So we're back, folks.
Sick and tired of being
Kevin, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am here.
Well, you're telling me that you don't know of anybody that's sick in this coronavirus lockdown. I don't know of anybody. The engineer is sending me a message that neither he nor anyone that he knows or any of his friends know of anybody that's sick. So that's Texas. You're West Virginia. I'm North Dakota. And I've got friends in, you know, California and Florida and Tennessee and Louisiana. I don't know of anybody that's sick. So, and then I'm not saying no one's sick. that there's no flu. Yes, there's a flu. And what's the total here that we're told? Now, I'm going to read this over the air here, folks. This is Pat Toomey, Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. He gets it. He gets it. And I'll go back to my opening phrase. We got hosed. We're getting hosed right now. This is a flu. It's a normal flu. 70-some thousand people supposedly have died. Now we know for sure. This isn't Kelso speculating, blabbering my mouth off. We know for sure that the number of deaths is being hugely padded, inflated, exaggerated. This is a fact from big-time epidemiologists. A bunch of them have made the point, big-time doctors, that there are no 78,000 dead people due to coronavirus. That is a lie. That is a stinking lie from the scum that the president is talking about. It's a much lower number. You know, when I say much lower, like, you know, a possibility would be a third of that. Now listen to this, folks. In any year, this is an idea I want to put out there. In any year, in a typical flu, an average flu, 35,000, 50,000 people die. The average is 27 to 70,000. That's an average every year, like clockwork. There's no year without a flu season. That doesn't happen. You know, there's no winter. There's no winter without a spring. You're going to have a flu season every year. And in that flu season, you're going to have tens of thousands of people that are going to die. There's no way around it. There's no way to prevent that. That's like preventing the spring or preventing the sun from rising in the morning. That's not going to happen. So you're not going to make water run uphill. King Canute is not going to make the tides stay out. So here's my point. Kevin, have you got somebody there at your end?
I couldn't hear you. My niece was talking to me. I couldn't hear you.
Okay, yeah, all right. all right.
I was giving her some fun dip.
Put her in the audience. Put her in the audience, but she's interfering with the audio. So the point is this, folks. We have a normal flu here. There's no national emergency. Stay with me, Kevin. We'll be right back, folks.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.